For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. From wearing masks to observing social distancing to washing hands multiple times a day, the coronavirus has altered life for everyone and every institution in our society. That includes the realm of higher education. According to Clemson University Dean of Education George Peterson, colleges are wrestling with how dealing with COVID will affect their ability to get back to the classroom, at least partially, while keeping everyone safe.
What does that look like in a face-to-face setting? The size of the room, social distancing, are masks required? I know that a lot of leadership teams and a lot of science folks that are working with us are asking those questions so that we come up with a policy that's consistent, but also puts at the forefront the health and safety of our faculty, staff, and students.
USC Higher Education Professor Christian Anderson is studying precedents to the effects of disasters on higher education, especially the 1918 flu pandemic. He said today's COVID situation compares favorably to that of a century ago.
There were campus deaths, campus illnesses. Some campuses closed completely. Others decided to continue as normal. Those campuses often had a lot of students in the campus infirmary or local hospital. Here at USC, three different buildings got used as hospitals because the city of Columbia had a lack of hospital beds.
COVID's effects could differ between public and private colleges, Anderson said, and even could vary greatly between private schools.
In the realm of private institutions, you have everything from, of course, the Harvard and the Princeton and the Yale with some of the largest endowments in the world to tiny private institutions that have very small endowments, are very tuition dependent, and those ones are going to have to be very careful if they're going to make it through this, and some of them just may not.
However, compared to public universities, the educator said, COVID may not be as big a threat to smaller colleges.
I think that there are some advantages to the smaller colleges in terms of, you would think, well, it's small, everyone's close together, but you also don't have hordes of students who can gather in the same kinds of ways. You also might not have the bigger events such as football that bring a lot of people together. So they may have some advantages in terms of the way that they're able to manage expectations and manage student behavior.
And according to Anderson, loss of state support because of lower tax revenues is a real danger to large institutions.
Some states have said we're going to do everything we can to keep our institutions alive, and others have said, we can only do at most what we've done in recent years. And of course, in lots of cases, state support for higher education has been on the decline. And of course, every state is different in its ability to support higher education and, more importantly, in its willingness to support higher education. And so that's going to be another variable, support of their sponsoring states.
Looking for a silver lining, Clemson's Peterson noted the virus has brought some positive effects to higher education.
Conversations across universities by leadership teams, health teams, that's something that is a positive. How we go about thinking about our enrollment and engagement of our students and families, the idea of maybe expanding our repertoire and the palette of instructional delivery, and then, of course, creating policies that support the health and well-being of students, families, and staff.
Peterson said the cooperation he has seen between universities since the virus struck has led him to realize how connected we all are and how reliant universities are on the work of others. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.